Joining me on the phone right now, I have a person who wishes to remain anonymous. I know who this person is, but she wants to remain anonymous as she was one of the people who attended the protest yesterday of Governor Inslee's stay-at-home order. And also in studio, State Representative James Walsh of the 19th District is here as well, who was also present yesterday.
I was in Olympia at the protest. And I mean, protest sounds like such an angry word. It was a happier event than that, but it was a gathering. It was kind of a rally. And we talked about getting back to work, getting back to school, and the importance of doing those things.
What was your take on the whole procedure yesterday, Lindsay?
I just thought it was great. It was just so many people getting together. It was the first time in a long time I'd been in a group where it didn't feel awkward, and everyone was just happy to be around other people that were all kind of having the same idea of just wanting to get the state back to work, get schools back in session. I think a lot of people just think that the time has come for us to get back to work.
Do you think that there's a danger of COVID-19, or do you think this has been overblown?
I think it's been overblown. I think there is like a danger of getting sick, obviously, just like anytime anyone gets sick. But I think the main thing is that there's been this government overreach. I think it's our job as people to do what we can to stay healthy. I don't think it's the job of the government to tell us, like, if we can work, if we can be in public. I think that's complete government overreach.
Jim, you being in government, have you ever, or do you ever remember a time, as far as whether you were around or not around, or just in history in general, where there's been anything like this before? Because people say, there's never been anything like this. But then you might think back to the Spanish flu of 1918 and stuff. And now,
exactly.
Were there similar rules put in place then, or no?
There were some. Government did do some lockdowns or shelter-in-place orders then, and it did follow another lesson from 1918, and that big Spanish flu outbreak was there was an echo bump. Some people are worried now there'll be an echo. You know, we've bent the curve,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like we're on the other side of the biggest growth, the virus. But you know, as we're coming back down the other side, will there be a little secondary bump? That could be. But like Lindsay said, I mean, this is a serious matter, and particularly if you're in one of those risk groups where the combination of whatever you've got, a chronic condition you've got, plus this can be very dangerous. You got to be very mindful of your health there. But at some point, we've got to realize that this is a virus, and it's probably never going to go away. We may be able to develop a vaccine, and that'd be a great thing. But the real fight against a virus is what they call herd immunity, and that's herd like a herd of cattle,
right?
The best thing that we can do as physical beings is get an immune response in our systems, and this COVID-19, it probably will never go away completely. A lot of the scientists at CDC and other places are saying it's going to end up being a kind of chronic thing where every fall or every couple of years it'll crop up a little bit again, and we just have to get back to our lives. We got to get back to work.
Right. The flu vaccine didn't get rid of the flu either, and that's never shut down the economy or shut down the country. I understand that this in theory has been said to be more extreme, although there's all sorts of things you can look into when it comes to testing, and that's a whole nother band, like a whole nother thing. But I think that if you can't shut down the economy and the government every time there's a flu or cold outbreak in the world, that's not something we can do long term.
A lot of comparisons to this outbreak compared to the H1N1 outbreak from
more
a few
recently,
years ago.
Right.
To me, it seems like that one was just as serious, if not more serious, but we didn't do all of the things that we're doing now. And I know the last time you were here, you mentioned because the governor didn't have the powers to do
correct. What
he's done back then.
That's correct.
He has those now. But do you think that if he had, that they would have done the same thing?
The practical things, the good things we've done to bend the curve on this one, I think we did do with that one. There is a heavy political element to this one.
Yes, there is.
Agreed.
That piece has been different. This has been more political. Put the politics aside. What we all agree on is we want good policy that does bend the curve so the hospitals don't become overwhelmed. That's a fair public policy goal. But we're there. In fact, if anything, our hospitals are underutilized right now. I mean, Grays Harbor Hospital here has got empty beds. They want to get back. Their version of go back to work is they want to do so-called elective surgeries.
Right.
Which, in a lot of cases, aren't that elective. But that, you know, they're categorized as that. You know, that's the Grays Harbor Community Hospital's version of go back to work, is they want to do those procedures.
And they're having to lay people off now.
Because they're not doing what they usually do. So let's get them back to work like we get everybody else back to work.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I agree. I think, I've heard like personal stories of nurses that are being laid off and being shipped. I know someone personally who was shipped off to New York to do nursing in New York.
Wow.
And now I've heard that they're like not even working there yet because, and there's a whole other narrative that's been blown up that New York's packed too, the hospitals are packed, but then a personal anecdotal story shows, well, maybe they're not as packed as we see. So I think, we've done our part. You know, everyone did the social distancing and stay at home for the first 2 weeks. That was the whole idea, and everyone did that. And, you know, that was the whole point of doing that, was to flatten the curve, and I think we've done it, and let's get back to work.
Some people might argue, though, that by going back to work, then we could just kick this thing off and it could be worse.
Right, but then where does that end?
And that's the echo bump that we've seen in all of these outbreaks, going back to the Spanish flu that you mentioned in the early 1900s. There is often an echo bump, a little spike again later. It's usually not as big. And again, the herd's immunity to the virus is growing, is getting stronger all the time. And there's a Google a thing called Farr's Law, F-A-R-R, Farr's Law. And that was an epidemiology study done like 150 years ago. Dr. Farr examined how smallpox in his time is spreading. And basically all of these outbreaks follow the kind of curve. He's the one who developed the curve.
Yeah.
They all, to a greater or less extent, follow Farr's Law. And this one's doing it too.
Well, I think I'm with you guys when it comes to we got to get people back to work and we got to get the economy going again, because will we be able to recover from this if we let it go further? That's the big question.
And what is recovery? Recovery is some immunity built up against this virus, either the vaccine or just natural immunity.
Well, economic recovery.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
That's the big one, right?
can we recover economically? That's if we let it go further. That's the big question.
And that's
right. I think there's a lot of businesses that are kind of questioning that right now. A lot of small businesses are saying, like, I don't know if we can even reopen at this point. So who knows the damage that's already been done just from 1 month. I think the stimulus was great to get, but at the same time, like, I think a lot of us would feel that we would send back the stimulus if we could just go back to work.
Boy, she's right. That's exactly right.
I want to buy a tiger.
Right?
No, I'm kidding.
Remember, we're borrowing that money, Phil.
All right, I appreciate you guys. James Walsh, thank you for coming in and talking today. Lindsay, thank you for talking. Lindsay, your overall take from the event yesterday at the Capitol, what did you take from that?
I thought it was just great energy. Everyone was happy to be there. There were some people, you know, doing the social distancing, but I think a lot of people weren't, and no one seemed fearful. It was, it just felt very patriotic. All the speeches were very prayerful, which was awesome. It was just great to see so many people out fighting for our rights, our God-given rights that we deserve. And that we can't forget about. So it was just a great day.